From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, February 6th, and happy heavenly birthday to President Ronald Reagan.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett County Public Schools. Police arrest 17-year-old suspect in a McEachern shooting, arrest made in shooting death of Lawrenceville bakery owner, and longtime GDOT board member Rudy Bowen named Gwinnett Chamber Citizen of the Year. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, and if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe. Hey, Gwinnett County, don't forget to mark your calendar for the GCPS Teacher Job Fair in just 4 days. Join us on February 10th at 8 a.m. at the Gas South Convention Center. This is a golden opportunity to be a part of Gwinnett County Public Schools, Georgia's largest school district and a top employer recognized by Forbes. Whether you're kickstarting your career or seeking a change, your passion for education could find its perfect home with us. Say yes to GCPS, where passion meets opportunity. A 17-year-old Scott Four of Powder Springs was arrested and charged with aggravated assault and possessing a handgun on school property after a shooting in McEachern's High School's parking lot. Two non-student individuals involved in a physical altercation with a McEachern student were shot by Four, who witnessed the altercation. Another unidentified suspect also brandished a firearm but did not cause further injuries. The motive is under investigation and it appears to be a targeted incident. The victims, believed to be former students, suffered superficial gunshot wounds. While Four is in custody, the search continues for the second shooter. Authorities assure the safety of McEachern students with increased police presence and counseling available. The investigation remains active. Witnesses for those with information are urged to contact Cobb Police. Lawrenceville police have arrested Leroy Taylor, 38, of McDonough, in connection with the shooting death of Irvin Fezzik, the owner of Fezzik Bakery. Taylor faces charges including felony murder, aggravated assault, armed robbery, possession of a firearm during a felony, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The incident occurred Saturday morning with police responding to a person shot call. Fezzik was found in the bakery parking lot, unconscious and suffering from gunshot wounds. Despite efforts to revive him, Fezzik was pronounced dead at the scene. Lawrenceville police believe no other suspects are involved and urge anyone with information to contact them. Longtime Georgia Department of Transportation GDOT board member Rudy Bowen, known for advocating Gwinnett County's fair share of transportation funding, received the Gwinnett Chamber Citizen of the Year Award. Bowen, active on the GDOT board for nearly 18 years, was praised for his integrity and community involvement. Born in Atlanta and raised in Dawson County, Bowen has contributed to various local and state initiatives, pushing projects like the I-85 interchange at McGinnis Ferry Road. Bowen, also involved in community organizations, has been recognized for his impactful efforts in transportation and beyond. The GDOT Commissioner Russell McMurray lauded Bowen's commitment to Gwinnett County's transportation needs. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Charles Michael Anderson, Timothy Charles Tussing, and Myra Flanders Eaton. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Average gasoline prices in Georgia have dropped by 1.4 cents per gallon over the past week, reaching $2.99 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey. Prices in the state are 4.3 cents higher than a month ago, but 30.6 cents lower than a year ago. Nationally, the average gasoline price has risen by 4.3 cents per gallon in the last week, currently at $3.12 a gallon. The national average is up 4 cents from a month ago, but 32.5 cents lower than a year ago. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan anticipates a potential acceleration in price increases towards the end of the month, with temporary drops replaced by higher prices closer to spring. Grayson resident Michael Carson and his son Matthew, authors of 5 books on African American history, have decided to give back by donating 1,000 copies of their latest book, Unsung African American History Makers, to the National Center for Civil and Human Rights in downtown Atlanta. As part of Black History Month, the Carsons will be present at the museum on February 24th to sign and distribute the books. They aim to hire lesser-known figures in African American history who made significant contributions. The Carsons have previously donated books to schools and Boys and Girls Clubs, and this larger-scale donation aligns with their desire to impact the community positively. Peachy Corners Mayor Mike Mason will be the speaker at the Men's Civic Breakfast of Christ Episcopal Church on Saturday, February 13th. The breakfast, open to men in the community, will be held at 8 a.m. in Webster Hall of Christ Church on 400 Holcomb Bridge Road in Norcross. Mason, a resident of Peachy Corners for over 30 years, has served as mayor since the city's incorporation in 2012. He is a mayor of the largest city in Gwinnett County, representing 42,000 residents. Mason is also the owner of Mason CFO Advisory and has a background in finance, holding an MBA from the University of Evansville. The FBI is seeking the assistance of Metro Atlanta residents and local Materia Dixon, a murder suspect wanted in connection with a crime that occurred in New Rochelle, New York on October 26, 2022. Dixon, who's 31, is believed to have ties to the Atlanta area and may have traveled there after the murder. A reward of up to $10,000 is offered for information leading to Dixon's arrest. Charged with murder in November 2022, Dixon is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is urged to contact the FBI. FBI's Atlanta field office at 770-216-3000 or submit tips anonymously through the FBI's online portal.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're the type of person who is prone to snacking at night after dinner while you're catching up on that Netflix series or watching TV, those calories can really add up. Plus, eating late in the evening may affect your sleep. Instead of reaching for chips or a sweet dessert, how about a cup of herbal tea? You can sip that slowly and enjoy it, and be sure and check out all the delicious flavors in the tea section of your local Ingles store.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group. All rights reserved.